Real rock that really rocks. 100.3 The Fox with Poison and Nothing But a Good Time at 8:40 a.m. D-Ray night. This is D-Ray's Rock Shop. We're running real late. But I got a special guest joining me here from back. This is the cool thing about the rally. That's the cool thing about the rally is that friends come in from out of town. And you get to see it like once every couple of years. I saw you actually last year here at the rally.
Yeah, I was going to sleep on the ground last night. Thanks a lot, friend. I know. The whole town is inundated with people who want to sleep on the ground. I've tripped over a couple this
morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's crazy here.
Yeah, it's great. It's nuts. Yeah. Well, anyway, Rob McEndry, you're a retired now professional downhill skateboarder.
Correct. I'm semi-retired. I was on the road for my birthday about a week and a half ago.
Can we say how old you are?
Well, I'm 50 years old, and part of downhill skateboard racing is you do your age in speed.
Okay.
So 50 miles per hour at 50 on my 50th birthday. There's a video to come out. It was a blast. The hill would yield 60, 65 miles per hour easily. So we did the first take. We hit 50 miles. I hit 50 miles per hour, 52. And then the guys were like, oh, we got it. We're done. I'm like, no, it's my birthday, dude.
We're doing it again.
We're going for 54, 55, 56.
Well, then you have them in the bag, so you really don't have to do it again until you're like 56 now. How fast did you go?
54 miles an hour.
On a skateboard.
With ease. Yeah, we were in, I was in Colorado, Cottonwood Pass. Elevation is like 12,000 feet, so we're above tree line. It's really breathtaking, dramatic road. It's incredible. And you roll in, the first 2 miles, you can see ahead of you. You know, there's no trees. It's just open road. And that gets up to about 45, 50 miles an hour. And then left-hand hairpin. left-hand hairpin.
That doesn't sound good in a car. Left-hand hairpin doesn't sound. I mean, that's like F1 stuff, man.
I was about to crash my Harley into my buddy, and I had to lay my bike down at about 5 miles per hour at the gas station.
Really?
About 3 weeks before this was to take place. So I broke bones in my left foot and could barely put my shoe on. So going into a left-hand hairpin at 50 miles an hour with broken toe bones on a toe side turn. it was fun. It was a blast. And you're right, semi-retired. I mean,
okay. Before we're going to get into this break, because I got news coming up, but we'll continue this conversation throughout the rest of the morning, because this is so fascinating to me. And I mean, sure, a lot of people have, they may have seen this on like the X Games or ESPN late at night, but actually to talk to someone who's done this before we go, how did you get I mean, I've known you for decades, dude, but I don't know, how did you get started in the racing downhill?
So probably 99, I saw the Gravity Games on TV and knew all, you know, the knuckleheads that were doing it, and thought, well, I could do it too, you know, no problem.
Really?
Bought all the equipment, put it on, got up to about 35 miles an hour and landed on my face and decided I'm going to go to one of these events and either sell everything or learn how to do it.
Okay.
And learned how to do it through all my peers. Those guys I saw on TV took me under their wing and ended up traveling Europe, South America, Africa, all over, you know, racing skateboards. And it was really a blast, but now the melon hurts a little bit.
And that's what we're going to get to in about 10 minutes or so. We're going to talk about the melon and the melon hurting. Coming up with Rob McEndry here at the Rock Shop on Real Rock 100.3 The Fox.